This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry travels to Florida, the state that, after a Supreme Court ruling, proved decisive in the 2000 election. President Bush has campaigned in Florida, too, so we have called the editors of two Florida newspapers to talk about this important swing state. We will start with Tom Fiedler, the executive editor of the Miami Herald. His paper sponsored polls showing an extremely close race.
I think what we have here in Florida is almost the same situation that we ended up with in 2000, which is an election that is literally too close to call. And you could have the president up one week and Senator Kerry up the other, just tied to the events of the day.
Tied to the news out of Iraq or the economy, whatever?
Both. What obviously has been on people's minds has been the news out of Iraq, certainly driven in the last few days about the situation out of the prison there. But this is going to be event-driven between now and Election Day.
I want to bring in Carl Wernicke. He's the opinion page editor of the Pensacola News Journal, which is in the Florida Panhandle. And welcome to you.
Thank you.
You are in a politically different part of the state than Miami, a place where there's a lot of military families. I wonder how that Iraq prison scandal is being received where you are.
We're seeing a change, I think, in that early on, anything that we wrote editorially that was critical of Mr. Bush was immediately greeted by real complaints. Lately, it's been very much more muted. I know people imagine the Panhandle is totally conservative, but we do have a lot of liberal and moderates, too, and it's surprising the amount of criticism we get of the president.
How well known is John Kerry in your part of Florida, the Panhandle?
I think pretty well known because of the people who pay attention here, of course, they're really up on the politics, and so they know about Kerry. You see, the Republican Party is doing a good job of getting out the word. A lot of letters we get, it seems pretty obvious, you know, that the information is coming from the political party and the talking points they like to talk about. I'll give that. The Republicans do seem very effective in just getting that out to the rank and file, putting it in letters and sending it to the newspapers.
So. You mean negative information about Kerry's war record or whatever else?
Exactly.
Let me go back to Tom Fiedler for a moment here. Certainly a lot of Democratic votes where you are in Miami, Mr. Fiedler. Are people there warming up to John Kerry or not?
Oh, yes. I think that they were warm to John Kerry early on. He had a strong organization fundraising initially, but John Kerry wasn't an unknown, and there really didn't have to be a significant conversion early on in the election cycle.
We've mentioned the Iraq prison scandal. There is a lot of attention on Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld in Washington. Are people talking about Rumsfeld resigning where you are?
One of the congressmen, members of Congress from Miami, Kendrick Meek, was on the House committee that questioned the secretary on Thursday and was among those who called for his resignation. That made the front page of our newspaper, and to the extent that that is going to continue to generate that discussion, I think it's very much part of the debate here.
Carl Wernicke?
Very much so here, too, just about everywhere you go. Again, this being a military area, and a lot of veterans. We have more retired veterans in the 1st Congressional District, I believe, than in any district in the United States. And so anything of that sort is of real interest here, and you do hear people talking about it quite a bit.
John Kerry wants to be talking about his plans to improve health care as he travels around Florida today and tomorrow. Does Florida have special concerns on that issue?
Well, this is Carl Wernicke. Obviously, we do. The whole state is getting older, and I think the people over 85 is the fastest growing population in Florida. So anything having to do with health care is extremely interesting to people here.
Yeah, and I'd add to that, this is Tom Fiedler down in Miami. We had a story in our paper Sunday about the working poor, and these are people, in many cases, who were choosing to forego even health benefits offered by their employers simply because they are stressed economically. This, to me, seems like a real opportunity for Senator Kerry and the Democrats to pick up on.
Tom Fiedler is the executive editor of the Miami Herald. Mr. Fiedler, thanks very much.
Oh, delighted. Thanks.
We've also been speaking to Carl Wernicke, who's opinion page editor of the Pensacola News Journal. Thanks very much to you.
Thank you very much.